Hi, I'm Dr. Boyce Watkins from Financial Juneteenth and the Black Wealth Bootcamp. And I wanted to share something with you that just crossed my mind that I think could be helpful to you in your journey to try to leave the corporate plantation. A lot of people hate their jobs, and a lot of people tolerate this because they think that there's no other way. They think that there's no hope for having a better life, a different life, a freer life. One thing I can say is that most people I know who've left their jobs and work for themselves, most of them are happy, much happier than they were before. They don't want to go backward, and they it's true, even if they make less money. That's the funny thing. I mean, even people I know who make less money, they just say, you know what, I just love the fact that I don't dread getting up on Monday. I don't have to go to work with people who hate me. I don't have to deal with a bunch of nonsense. I don't have to be bored to death sitting in the office about to fall asleep. I don't have to deal with that anymore. So what I wanted to do was throw out a little tip that we're going to discuss in the Black Wealth Bootcamp that I think might be helpful to you in your journey. Here's the thing. You have to have a team. You know, one of the things I heard from a billionaire one time that was very profound was he said, building a large organization is not so much about what you do. It's about what you get other people to do, other people that work for you, and people that support you. And I never forgot that. And I remember hearing the late Miles Monroe also say that your job as an entrepreneur is to work yourself out of a job. That means you work, you stack enough chips to pay other people so that they can take some of the pressure off you and you can do other things. It doesn't mean you don't work. I mean, as an entrepreneur, for example, I work very, very, very hard. But I have a big team of people, a lot of people that are specialists at what they do. They have my back. I don't have to do everything. I don't have to be sort of the man carrying the whole world on his back. And think about this, because I heard somebody, a very prominent guy that I know, a couple of them actually, one of whom used to love to brag about how he doesn't have a team. You know, oh, you ain't got to worry about no manager. You ain't got to worry about no PR people. You ain't got to worry about no representatives and assistants and all that. You come directly to me. Well, here's the problem. That same guy, he was pissing people off. I mean, people would try to reach out to him and want to work with him. He wouldn't be available. People would want to offer him a chance to come and speak, or they'd pay him money. They couldn't find him. People would want to just simply talk to him about stuff, network with him. He was never available to do that because if you're trying to run something, a large-scale type organization, and you're working as the CEO, the vice president, the manager, the production agent, the assistant, and the person in the mailroom, if you're trying to do every level of your own organization, then your organization can only go so far. It can only get so big. So what I encourage you to do is, and this was a challenge for me too, because I think for all of us as black people, we come from a tradition of hard work and labor. We were laborers for hundreds of years for nothing, you know, so we're used to sort of saying, okay, well, there's more to do. Well, I'm going to do more of that. Or if I, you know, or why would I pay somebody to do something if I could do it myself? Well, the reason you pay somebody is because your time might be valuable enough that it might be better for you to pay somebody to do the job than to do it yourself. For example, I could be my own assistant. I'm sure I can learn how to do all sorts of, you know, secretarial work and the work that an assistant would do. But if I'm spending all the time being my own assistant, I don't have time to do things like this. I don't have time to be Dr. Boyce Watkins, whatever that means to the world. So I have my assistant who has my back. So if I want to travel, I just say, hey, can you get me a plane ticket to Cincinnati? I want to leave Tuesday, come back Friday, find something that's, you know, below $300 and get me a hotel and a rental car while you're at it. She's going to be the one who spends all her time obsessing over, you know, which rental car is going to be cheapest, which hotel is best, where's the hotel located relative to the airport, what's the best time to fly in, fly out. She can do all of that, and I can spend that 2-3 hours or that hour or whatever amount of time it takes to do that, I spend that time doing what I do best, which is just, you know, doing my thing every day, doing stuff like this, writing articles, making important phone calls, working at the higher rung of the organization so that I make enough money to then go back and pay her to support me. You know, so what you don't want to do is you don't want to become your own bottleneck in an organization. You really want to make sure that you think carefully about what kind of team you have, make sure you have competence. competent people, so they won't embarrass you to in front of important people who might reach out. You want to have people that you can depend on. The reliability is incredibly important to me. There's no pet peeve greater for me than somebody who I can't depend on or somebody who comes up short. You want people in your organization who have the same core values as you, who are going to represent the organization to the best of their ability, who are going to bring their best to the table for everybody. So that's all I want to share. If you want to talk more about this kind of stuff, we're going to discuss this in the Black Wealth Bootcamp. You can go to theblackwealthbootcamp.com. That's theblackwealthbootcamp.com. And sign up. We have registration open for just one more day, but then I think in a few weeks we're going to go ahead and start planning for the next class. But this is the kind of stuff we're going to talk about. It's kind of like it's business school for everybody. So take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day. Peace.